This is a Collecting Light Web Extra from Arizona Public Media.
We're talking with Nat White. He's a retired astronomer at Lowell Observatory in Flagstaff. And even though he's retired, he still comes up to the observatory to do research. We're talking to him today about the Navy Optical Interferometer, a fairly amazing piece of equipment located at Lowell Observatory's Dark Sky site, about 25 miles southeast of Flagstaff. Now, Mr. White, this is a pretty impressive facility. I was wondering if you could maybe in a nutshell describe what it does and just how amazing it really is.
It's a collaborative effort. It's the Navy Optical Interferometer. It's called an optical interferometer because it works with interference patterns rather than an image directly. And from those interference patterns, images can be built up. But why do we work with interference patterns? It's because the size of a mirror of an optical telescope, or even on your camera, the lens on your camera, is directly related to how fine a detail you can see. So the larger the lens or the larger the astronomical mirror, the more detail you can see, at least as long as the atmosphere doesn't prevent you from seeing more detail. So what an interferometer does is, instead of getting the whole picture with a single mirror, it takes that mirror and breaks it apart and separates the part to great distances, and that distance, maybe 100 meters, gives you the detail that a 100 meter diameter telescope could give you, but it only gives it to you in one dimension, and that one dimension is defined by an interference pattern. And then if you take another set and move it an angle or so, you get another set of interference patterns, and if you get enough of those, you build up an image just as if you had a whole complete 100 meter telescope, and you get the resolution of that 100 meter telescope. And on top of that, you can reduce the effects of seeing because you're using small mirrors that can take out the individual seeing imperfections out of the atmosphere.
We have this mental image of the typical observatory of a telescope under a dome, and this telescope is in a completely different form. It uses a series of tubes that snake out like tentacles from a central kind of control point. And those tubes are basically, they create a vacuum. Could you describe how that works?
Yes. Often people that see the array, which covers about 10 acres, they see all of the tubes, which are the light paths from the separated mirrors, to come to a central combining place. And that central combining place has to have the various wavefronts come in to within a millionth of an inch. And you can't do that by just letting the light pass through the atmosphere. So we have vacuum systems. And these pipes, as I say, look like an oil refinery out there on the field. But what they are vacuum tanks that allow the light come from the telescope mirrors all the way to the beam combining area where the light paths are compensated so that the wavefronts come together exactly as if it was from a single mirror.
We're talking with Nat White, a retired astronomer at Lowell Observatory, about the Navy Optical Interferometer. And what are the practical applications for this particular telescope?
Well, there are two. The Navy in particular is interested in the ability of this instrument to measure positions of stars to an accuracy that can't be done any other way from Earth. And in doing so, they can measure the positions of stars and how they move, and therefore calibrate GPS systems, space flight, any other precise position in space by having this framework of stars that are very accurately, the positions are very accurately measured. But on the other hand, this instrument can also image stars. They can actually image shapes of stars. They can separate double stars that look like a single star in any other telescope in the world. So it provides a whole new high angular resolution tool to study our celestial sphere, but it also provides a very practical civilian military type effort to give us positions in space to an accuracy that you can't get any other way.
We're standing on Anderson Mesa. It's about 25 miles in a straight line south of the San Francisco Peaks. And you say that if you were able to aim this telescope at the mountains, which of course you can't.
Yeah, if we were able to aim it at the peaks, and if we had it built out to the full potential, which would be about a quarter of a mile separation of the mirror. So it would be the equivalent of a mirror a quarter of a mile in diameter. The resolution capability would not only be able to image a mouse on Mount Humphreys from here, not only image the eye of a mouse, but actually measure the diameter of eyelash on a mouse from the interferometer site to Humphreys Peak. Another analogy is we're about 3,000 miles from Washington, and it should be able to, with the full capacity, able to measure the diameter of a dime in Washington, D.C. from Arizona. And that is when it's fully developed. We have, at instead of 400 meters with its full capacity, we're about at 100 meters right now. And at 100 meters, we're discovering all kinds of things that just can't be discovered by any other instrument because the resolution is so high.
Nat White is a retired astronomer at Lowell Observatory. This is Collecting Light, an exploration of Arizona astronomy from Arizona Public Media. I'm Mark Dugan.